Welcome to a Wednesday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints. Andrew, we have some Saints news and we have some personal news from me. We'll get to the Saints news in a second. Do you want to tell the people what I texted you today when you asked me if I could go on the podcast?
Yeah, you said you slept through vertigo. Are you going to
survive? Yeah, I'm going to make it. Here's the thing. I had to go to the doctor because my allergies have been so bad that my wife was like, you need to go to the fucking doctor upstairs from your office and see what's wrong with your allergies and stop coughing like a dying man at night or I'm going to fucking put you on the curb. So I went to the doctor and they gave me a steroid shot for the allergies, but they also were like, your lymph nodes are swollen. We don't think it's anything, but we need to do blood work. Well, here's the thing. I'm phobic against blood work for whatever reason since I've been like 5 years old. I don't know why. I can't explain it. And so I knew that I would like panic or whatever. And the woman's like, don't worry, it'll just be quick. And she tried to stick me like 3 times, but couldn't get it to work. And on the third one, I blacked out. And I came to, and they had the smelling salt. And I, like, when you black out, it's cool, though. I had, like, a trip. Like, I go into a different dimension. I'm thinking, I'm talking to you, and you're like, hey, you think we can make $80,000 a year for the podcast? And then I wake up, I'm like, where am I? Where am I? Where am I? And I'm like, have I been out for 2 years? They're like, no, dude, you were out for 10 seconds. So anyway, the problem with that is, like, it triggered my...
Well, I know you were tripping in fantasy world if you thought you could make $80,000 off this.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
Like 8,000.
Yeah. So I come to, and the problem was it had, like, triggered my vertigo, because in your ear you have these, like, little balls, and they have to line up, and if they get out of alignment, it can fuck you. And, like, that's basically what happened to me. So, like... My wife had to come get me from the doctor, and she's like, what? That motherfucker was going in for an allergy shot. What do you mean his vertigo is triggered? Get the fuck out of here. So she came and got me. She was not pleased. She brought me home. It's the worst car ride home ever when you have vertigo. Let me tell you, you just had your head in a bucket throwing up. And she dumped me off.
Yeah.
And then, but you sleep it off, and I'm fine. But it's just, it's no fun at all. So anyway, people, if you care about me personally, that's where I am. But if you're just like, get to the fucking Saints news. I don't care if you're fucking dying. We have Saints news. And Jared Cook is official, right, Andrew?
Official, yeah. Sean Payton said he signed, and Saints Twitter posted it. I think even Ian Rappaport posted the terms, 2 years, $15 million. So feels pretty official to me. Finally done. I have no idea what took so long, but I think we can officially call Jared Cook is tight end. And another little tidbit, I can't remember the exact words that John Gruden used, but, you know, he said something like, I'm disgusted or, disappointed. I can't remember the exact, it was strong language that basically he was devastated that they lost Jared Cook. So, interesting news there. But, yeah, I mean, he's 32 years old, but he was a productive player, maybe at his best year of his career last year, so... we're hoping you can keep getting into that fountain again.
And the contracts are coming in for the Saints, and they were really interesting. The one thing about the Jared Cook one, at first it was reported at 1 year, $8 million, which would have been a huge coup for the Saints because that means they could get out clean after this year if they wanted to. They can still do that with Nick Eason. Nick Eason's contract basically is for 1 year, $4 million. Like, he got almost no guarantees for the Saints except for this year.
He's not going to see the rest of that contract unless he proves himself as a starter.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, he could prove. Yeah, because he's got to prove he's a starter because he wouldn't be, I don't think, a versatile enough backup. Like, if he couldn't beat out Cameron Tom for center, then the Saints aren't going to be like, well, he's a pretty good versatile backup. We'll pay him $6 million. No. So, like, he's either starting center or he's gone after 2019.
And they could always renegotiate, too.
Yeah.
Cam Meredith on him.
So, the interesting thing to me is, it feels like he's doing a pretty good job. We'll have to see the Cook numbers, but it feels like he's done a good job of still making moves to the Saints, getting everything they want, being able to go for it one more time in 2019 and not completely wrecking their cap, knowing that Drew Brees this year, Drew Brees might be over after 2019, and they still have to pay a bunch of young studs. I think Mickey Loomis is walking the line as best he can. I would have preferred not to have the massive Drew Brees hit if he leaves after this year, but it's not that terrible considering where the cap is as it goes up. And, you know, the Saints could maybe say, hey, Drew Brees, retire, but don't retire and put some more dummy years on this and stretch him out even, you know, stretch him out even further and maybe make the cap hit less. So but besides that, I like what they've done contract-wise. Like, I feel like Loomis has done as good a job as he can of trying to, like, feed two masters, or serve two masters, better yet.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting tidbit with Sean Payton is, you know, he did say one of his comments was that they wanted Adam Humphries, and that was the guy they were in play for, but that the price just got too high. So I find that interesting because, obviously, they care about slot receiver. They want to upgrade it. And they haven't done it. So, you know, all of a sudden, if Cam Meredith is staying on the team, you wonder would he have been released had they signed Humphries, and now he's staying. But I kind of look at that second-round pick now, and I'm like, I wonder if a receiver/playmaker is going to be the priority at that spot.
Well, here's the thing. The Saints, they went, and not that I know dick about the draft, but I know the players' names, and I follow people on Twitter. So I don't know if this player's any good, but I can tell you the Saints had fucking 9 people at the West Virginia Pro Day for their quarterback, Greer. And it wasn't for Greer, probably. It was probably for Sills, their slot white receiver dude. The Saints probably are liking him and interested in him. Is he any good? I don't know. I ain't watched no YouTube clips yet, people. I'll give you my final report once I start watching YouTube clips. But that's a name to remember. I mean, look, they're gonna do something probably at 60, Andrew, and we just need to – I think the ground has been prepped, and people need to brace themselves for the Saints are going to fucking do something at 60, but if there's a dude they like – and we wouldn't know who that could be. We can guess on it on draft day. There's a dude they like that gets into the 30s or 40s. Prepare yourself for 2020 assets or 2020 or 2019 assets to get fucking burned for the Saints to get who they want.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying at pretty much every offseason with Mickey Loomis as your GM.
Yeah. So – now, do you think we've closed the book on free agency? If Quinn doesn't get done before the end of this week, do you think the book will be closed, or do you think they will have another semi-major move to do?
Well, no. I mean, I think Quinn and Ansa are both still in play, and I think they still have to do something about Okafor being gone. I mean, Davenport and Jordan are going to be the starters, but they need another guy in the mix there, so whether it's one of those two guys or they go back to the well and try to find another veteran, I don't think they're going to go into the draft without having a pass rusher somewhere. So, you know, that's the need, and I think they're going to continue to explore it. It may be less exciting than Quinn or Ansa. You know, maybe a guy like a Mario Edwards that's maybe less appealing and is on a lower contract, but I just don't think they're going to go into the draft assuming that, because then it forces the issue, right, where they have to draft that. And I still think slot is still another position where they may say, hey, let's add a veteran that can maybe compete with a rookie.
Yeah.
And so I think they're going to double down. I think they could double down at tight end as well. I mean, Ziggy Ansah is definitely the best guy that's left, but you look at Derek Morgan is still out there. Randy Gregory's still out there. I don't think they would do him because he's probably facing a suspension. But he's got a lot of these 3-4 outside linebackers that are still available. And, you know, I don't think they're good fits for the Saints in terms of what they do, you know, for their scheme. But if they find themselves maybe settling and getting a situational pass rush guy, they may do that.
Yeah. All right, everybody, this is 7 Minutes of Saints for Wednesday. This is the free edition every week that everybody gets. What? if you want all the episodes, pay $7 a month and get yourself on Patreon by May 1st. If you're a Podbean person or if you're thinking about signing up, get yourself to Patreon. Sign up by May 1st because on May 1st, everybody on Patreon will get a sweet, sweet beer koozie for free as a thank you for supporting us. So get on there by May 1st. Get your beer koozie. We'll see you tomorrow.